Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
CityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net.
Another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass chilling as usual. Yeah, it's been a long day. Long day. A little bit under the weather, but we still gonna do this anyway. Look at so what's happening?
Hey y'all, what's going on?
Chilling. Right. What's the name? What's popping, baby?
Hello.
How's everything going?
Good.
What's up? Hey, y'all. It's been a long day for me. Boy, love under the weather, so. But the show must go on. So, on that note, let's get it going. Ladies, let me ask y'all something. And I need to know this from a lady's point of view. All right. We all know. I'm just going to put this out there. We all know that us as men, we can dish it out, but we can't take it, you know. Can we all be in agreement to that?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Now, knowing that, knowing that, you know, our ego is our everything. And y'all know that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so now, let's just say you did something. You did something detrimental to the relationship. I mean, let's just say you got caught cheap. You did something detrimental.
So the woman did?
Yeah, the woman did.
Okay.
Now, I forgave you, but you know that's going to keep lingering on in my mind. You know what I'm saying? The fact that you was with another man and all that shit is going to linger in my mind. Do you ride it out, or do you say, okay, enough is enough? Don't keep bringing the shit up. I'm going to start with you, Janine.
Okay, let me get this right. So I cheated.
Right.
And you forgave me, but you keep bringing it up?
Yeah, I done brought it up a couple of times, you know. Like, okay, let's just say new evidence keep coming up. Like, just say, for instance, like, you be like, all right, I did this. But then, let's just say you got an enemy out there, motherfucker want to see you getting done bad. And somehow, some way, they get word to me that, well, not only did she do this, she did that too. So now, you know, I'm hot now. You know, the cycle, you might have got me calmed down for the moment. But now the cycle just started all over again. Now it got hot again. I mean,
Do I have evidence of you cheating?
I caught you. You didn't catch me.
I know you caught me.
But what evidence you got need? See, you playing the game already. I see that now. See?
Because usually, I'm just saying usually. I ain't saying all women. Some women just cheat. That's true. A lot of women cheat because they feel like they're being cheated on, or they're not getting the attention that they need.
Let's get that. Let's bypass that. You cheated. You cheated, and you got caught. Come on now. You trying to bring some more other shit into this. You got caught.
Okay, well, if I got caught and you forgave me, then you should let it go. Now, whether people keep bringing stuff up and putting things in your mind, you should be talking to me anyway.
What?
You shouldn't be listening at what other folks tell you. You shouldn't be listening at what other folks tell you anyway.
But you don't want to lie.
Well, if that's the case,
well, okay, my thing is this.
People,
okay. If you caught and you know that a situation is going to happen, why don't you just tell me everything so I won't get blindsided?
Wait, but I'm caught already.
Okay,
you said I should tell before I get caught?
No, I'm saying, okay, if you get caught, and I come to you, okay, bam, you can't get out of it. You know, it's like, okay, bam, he got me dead to right. And there's no way I can get out of it. And I'm like, well, you need to let me know what the fuck is going on. Are you gonna sugarcoat what's going on, or are you just gonna out and out tell me what the fuck is going on?
I'm just gonna say it.
Okay. Now let's just say you left out something. Let's just say you left out the fact that, okay, like just say for instance, who all knew about this? You say nobody. You know, nobody know. And then I'm trying to find out.
That's too many details.
What the fuck do you mean that's too many details? I need to, I mean, hold on. If you get caught, then, so you telling me I'm supposed to limit myself?
Yeah, because men don't want to know that. And as a woman, we shouldn't tell you. Because,
yeah, okay.
And that's exactly the reason why, because y'all going to hold it against us.
So okay, so
I
you don't think
I would tell you everything, but yeah, I would tell
you
if I'm busted, I'm busted. Yeah, I did it. That's just like I'm about to go in details, tell you, yeah, I sucked this dick and all this. Why would I do that?
Okay, so in other words, what you're saying is that, okay, you see, yeah, okay, now I come in the house. I done find out some more shit that you didn't tell me. And
okay.
I come out that, because I come in that house, you know what I'm going to do to you, right?
And what's that? Why? Because I didn't tell you what? Other somebody knew about it?
Okay, if I ask that question, say, for instance, if I say, well, you had him around, you know, everybody know about him, and you tell me, nah, didn't nobody know about him. But then here's proof that everybody knew about him. And I'm coming to you, and I ask you, who knew about you and this dude? And you constantly telling me nobody knew about him. But then I kind of find out he was at your brother's house. He was at your sister's barbecue. He went to your niece's graduation. When I walk in that house, knowing that I know all this, what you think gonna happen?
I have no clue.
I guess.
Oh, my goodness. Well, something like that, I wouldn't have. I still wouldn't go into detail. I mean, that's just like lingering on.
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to even. Okay, I'm not going to say
okay,
as far as
okay,
the
so,
detail,
so
but you're going to answer my
ask,
question.
Okay, so if you ask me, was he around other people? Yes. I would say yes
okay.
or no answer.
Yes
but I'm
no.
not going to go into no details.
What the hell you mean, yes and no? So you asking to get the shit slapped out of you. You asking to get choked up.
Yes, no, and I don't know, maybe.
See, this is my whole thing. Now, I'm not condoning a man putting his hands on women. I'm not condoning that. But if you know you got me at a point where I'm in a vulnerable, I'm at this volatile state, and I'm about to really do something, and it's like you do know if you get caught lying, that's going to make this shit 10 times worse. But why
not
just
lying.
Tell the truth?
I am asking. That's not lying.
I'm asking
your
question.
No,
you trying to play mind games with me. If you tell steady telling me yes, no, yes and no, you trying to play a mind game with me.
How did I answer your question? Did you cheat? Yes.
No, we already know.
Was he around other people that we know? Yes, he was.
No, you said yes, no, maybe, I don't know. You going to. You gonna go around the question, or maybe did I hear you wrong?
That's answering the question. I'm saying yes or no to your answers. I'm answering your questions. I'm just saying I'm not gonna elaborate.
Okay, you gonna elaborate for every question I ask?
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, what would you really want to know? I mean, really.
Okay, you know what? I'm not even sure what I will. I'm not sure what I really would and wouldn't want to know. But the things that I'm asking you, yes, I want to answer too.
Okay, so I can't just say yes or no? If I say yes, okay, say you
no.
ask me the question. Say you ask me the question, was he around any of our family or whatever? And I say yes. Okay, then what would be your next question after that?
I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Well, no, the point that I was trying to make is like, if you say yeah, then that's just a situation we got to deal with. If you tell me no, and then I find out that he was, then yeah, now we got an issue.
We got an issue either way. Either way, we got an issue. Because why you sitting here answering, asking me questions and I'm telling you, I cheated on you, you married right there.
Right.
I have to be a certain way in order not to push it even further, is what I'm trying to say. So I'm not going to elaborate on all the shit I did at that point in time when you just said, now I cheated, and you think I'm about to just confess and tell you everything?
Okay. But that's what I'm saying. Now, if I caught you dead to right, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you still sitting up playing that mind game with me, I mean, you got to know something's going to happen.
That's not a mind game. That's life or death, and that's protection.
Yeah. Hell, the way you playing it, you're going to die either way.
It's not a game. Nobody is playing. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not
okay.
A game. I'm answering your questions. I'm just being discreet about it.
Okay.
I'm not about
discreet.
To just bust out and confess the whole however long we've been messing around. I'm not about
to do it.
That's crazy.
But I know it. I know it. That's the whole thing. I know it.
You don't know everything. You know what somebody has told you. Even if I did get caught, you know about that one instance of me getting caught.
You don't know everything.
Okay. All right. I'm just being honest. You really don't. You know about that distance.
Okay.
And from what other people have told you.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, if I did it, if I'm caught, I'm caught. I will say, yes, I did it. But I'm not going to tell you no extra stuff. I'm not going to.
Okay.
Elaborate.
Okay. All right. Look, so what about you?
Well, I'll say it like this. If I'm caught, I'm caught. Okay? If you ask me questions when I'm caught, I will honestly answer your questions. Now, after that conversation, after that initial conversation, 2 weeks later, you come at me with some shit that you found out today, 2 weeks later. If you forgave me, then the rest of that is dead. It's like, ask me what you want to know right now when I'm caught. And I will be blatantly honest with you. I'm not going to tell you anything that you don't ask me. It's like,
okay, so
if you ask me, wait a minute, hold on.
I want to get this right. You said if mm-hmm. I find out something else 2 weeks down the line,
mm-hmm.
I better not ask you about it?
Correct. Because I'm initially caught. You already caught me. That night, I'm assuming that night, you asked me everything you wanted to know. You asked me, what did you suck his dick? What did you take him around my family? What did you take him around your friends? What did you, you know what I'm saying? I'm assuming, okay, that night when I was busted, you asked me everything you wanted to know.
Okay,
and,
I don't think neither one of y'all is following my question.
Let me finish.
You hold on, because I don't think neither one of y'all are listening to my question. I'm not saying... I said if some shit came about that you didn't talk, that I asked you a question about, and you lied. That's what I said.
I answered that question. Listen to
now,
me.
Stop saying if you ask me, because you and her are both playing. Stop saying that, all right?
Okay,
the bottom
up,
line is y'all going to walk around and get y'all head neck snap.
All right, let's flip it then. Let's flip it. I'm on some father time shit tonight. All right, let's flip it.
Dude.
You get caught cheating, and I forgive you, okay? That night, I asked you, well, did you eat the bitch pussy? Well, did you take her over my mama house? Over your mama house? Or did she go to the barbecue? Or whatever the fuck I asked you that night that we talk about it, and you decided to forgive me. Now, if I lie to you that night, and you come back later and you're like, well, I heard you took over, you know what I'm saying, my brother's house. Then, yes, you have the right to choke me up. what I'm saying is, if you ask me that night, the night that I'm caught, the night that we talk about it, you're supposed to get all of your questions out that night. Because
yeah,
if you choose to, because if you choose to forgive me, then all is forgiven. The details,
right.
You better ask me what you want to know that night.
Okay. Each his own. However you want to play it, and however you think it's supposed to go, all I can tell you is good luck with that one.
I mean, because, okay, you know what, and I know you hate this. I know you hate it with a passion. But let's go back to the man law, okay? 7 days later, anything that you had a fucking problem with me with or about is null and void. Therefore, 14
you're
days
not
later,
listening to the question. You're not listening to the question. First of all, my first question was, the initial question was, if something came up that I didn't know nothing about, and you sitting there telling me I can't ask you shit 2 weeks later, then, yeah, you looking at open hands back to the mouth.
I mean, but if you already forgave me, then what the fuck is the point in some extra shit?
What the fuck you mean? What the fuck is the point? Because that's something I want to know. If it's brought up, yes, I'm going to bring it back up. Shit.
Okay.
I don't know a motherfucker that wasn't.
The person that's telling you this information is either a female that wants to fuck you, or B, a nigga that wants to fuck your female. Therefore,
well, 9 times out of 10, he probably did it anyway.
So, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You talking about the, you done found out something else. You done found out something else from who? And how do you know them people not lying to you? How do you know they're not lying to you?
How do you know they not lying to you? What I'm saying is when you busted me the night that it came out, hey, bitch, I heard you fuck my best friend. You know what I'm saying? You fucked my best friend at my uncle's barbecue. In broad daylight, suck his dick and swallow his cum. If you don't ask me all of that the night we talk about it, no, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm going to answer honestly the questions that you ask me the night in question.
I'm going to tell you like this. I guarantee you this. If you did something that was fucked up, if you did something that was fucked up and you get an attitude with me, don't worry about it. Do not worry about it at all. Miss Pimp, what's happening?
Man. Good morning. Yo, listen. I agree with Janine. And I definitely agree with my girl from the liquor store. And I'm going to tell you why. I mostly agree with liquor store for the simple fact. Check the billing. First of all, anybody can't forgive you for nothing like that overnight. A guy is just not going to forgive you for no bullshit, period. So I'm not going to give no details, because what good is that going to do? It's going to make the situation worse.
Exactly.
Now, it's going to take some time to forgive. But if you ask the questions, once you forgive me, don't bring up old shit. Don't do that. Because you make it worse on yourself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not looking for forgiveness in 24 hours. Everybody's going to take some time to process the situation. You know what I mean? And it's going to be some tension.
Let me ask you something. Let me just ask you. See, this is why I'm thinking like the Indian. And I'm thinking y'all like the white man, because y'all talking with forked tongues.
Ooh!
I mean, that's like if you in court, Kat.
Hold on, can I finish talking? Please, thank you. Now, you motherfuckers just ain't going to keep running fucking me on this show. Now, before I was so rudely interrupted. Now, I want to go back to what you said. You said you know You said you know it won't be over in a 24-hour span, right?
Oh, no.
Okay, so now, with that being said, with that part being said alone, me looking at you, because let's be honest, men put they ladies on, you know, we hold y'all in the highest regard. Regardless, I know we might not show it, we might not act like it, but we really do hold y'all in the highest regard. So now, you done did this, you know what I'm saying? And you walk around, I mean, 2 weeks. Now, we just use the 2 weeks as an example. And we walking around 2 weeks, and, yeah, it's bought up again. You can honestly look at me and be like, man, look, we ain't already had this conversation. Don't bring that shit back up. I mean,
well,
here's
what I would say. I would say those words, but I would also say, I understand that you got some questions and all that, but really make it light on yourself. I answer the questions, but do you really want to do this to yourself? You know what I'm saying? It's just going to make you more shittier. So do you really want to do this to yourself?
Okay, my thing is this. Because this, I guess this is the gist of what I'm trying to get at. Because my thing is I've heard women like, okay, if, and this is something that I know men have a problem with, and I'll be the first to admit that. Women are better at this. Women are better. Like just say, for instance, all right, the cheating thing. Y'all will do more accepting than we will. I can admit that. I'll be the first to admit that. Y'all know how to do that and keep it moving. You know what, motherfuckers? You ain't shit, blah, blah, skip. Yeah, but we're going to keep it moving. Granted, I give all women all props for that. Y'all are. But now, us as men, no, we're not. And you as women, y'all know that. Y'all know that we not that type. We can't just do it like that. I mean, I'm not saying that we right for it, but shit, let's just call a spade. We can't do it like that. Now, if you are, my thing is this. Well, I guess the better question for me to ask is, will you at least show any remorse about what you've done?
Hell yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Now, my thing is this. See, now, here's the difference between men and women. Now, y'all, and I hear y'all talking, and I hear y'all saying it, and for all practical purposes, okay, I go along with what y'all said. Now, see, here's the difference between us and y'all. See, in 2 weeks, we're not going to look at y'all like, don't bring that shit back up. We going to walk on eggshells around y'all. We're going to try to be just as nice. We're going to do everything that we possibly can do to say, okay, you know, forgive me. I'm not saying you all, but women, I don't think women do that. It's like y'all just said, okay, I got caught, don't bring it back up. Come on now, ladies. Y'all cannot think that we don't. I mean, we got fucked up ways of thinking. I mean, so for you to like, okay, let's just say, for instance, and Janine, I'm going to ask you first. You got caught. You know it's heavy on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Say you went out to the club a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go to that club? Would you go out to the club next week?
Of course not. Of course I'm going to be more, you know, attentive to you knowing where I am and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. What about
you? Okay. Can I want to interject. I really want to interject. I'll wait my turn.
Oh. It's on you. It's on you. Would you go to the club?
See, you have to know, first of all, women are emotional creatures. And it is not so much that you got caught. Them warnings and those, you know, she done probably stood up, did jumping jacks, everything else to tell you what was going to go on before it went down. Know that. You know what I'm saying? It just didn't happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever when it did go down.
Whatever that.
No, it's not a question of being caught. But what I'm saying to you is the warning signs has already been put out there many times because we are emotional creatures. We're telling you the tension is not there. X, Y, Z. Shit is just not white, and we're constantly telling you in so many words that we're not happy. You understand what I'm saying? So it got a whole lot to do with it. So here's what I'm saying to you. Here's what I'm saying to you.
You mean to tell me you're going to sit there and tell me, I mean, honestly, come on now, let's be honest. You're going to sit there and tell me, I mean, it's your fault I cheated? No, motherfucker, it ain't my fault you cheated. You cheated because you wanted to.
I don't agree with what you're saying now.
Let's agree to disagree because I truly believe that anybody, whatever you do because you want to do it. You don't do
it. Amen. I agree with that. I agree with that.
However, I'm saying it all goes back to
the whole communication thing. I mean, me being a female, I'm an emotional individual anyways, but I also talk to my mate. You understand what I'm saying? That's off top. If I'm not happy, I'm constantly communicating that. You understand what I'm saying? And at some point in time, if it should go down like that, then that's what it is. A part of me getting caught, I would feel bad that I got caught. I would feel bad. But in the point of communicating thereafter, you know what I'm saying? There's some part that I would think that my mate would have to own too. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna kiss your ass. I'm not owning up to that. Oh yeah. Yeah, I see why you let him put the dick in you. No, I'm not holding up to that. All right, Cass, look.
Do you really want a female's perspective tonight, or do you want to hear what you want to hear?
You know what? I don't want to hear none of you motherfuckers, man. How about that?
Exactly, because no matter what we say.
You know what? Hey, you hush up.
No matter what
we say. Nigga, so hush. Hush your mouth, girl, because you know you need to quit. You know you need to stop it. You got the good reverend over there. You stop it.
That's a good reverend, doctor.
Hey, don't give me, you know what? I am
going to
hush,
because
you, yeah.
All right,
I'm through.
Okay, I'm just joking with you, baby. I'm just joking with you. No, but seriously. Y'all got to understand. I mean, all I'm saying is this. If a person does something, whether it's male or female, I just think in a lot of cases, men, with us, when we don't see this, I think this is how the fight starts. Like, if we initially catch y'all, you know what I'm saying? If we catch y'all and y'all, you know, if y'all remorseful about what y'all did, a lot of times a motherfucker be like, you know what, I love her, I could deal with this. But if you walk around like shit, fucking your pride or whatever ain't going to let you say you sorry or even seem apologetic. Us as men, we like, fuck it, if we can't get that from you, from emotion, if we can't see your emotional pain, what's the first thing we going to say? Well, we can't see it emotionally, we going to put some physical pain to her. Not to say that I'm condoning that, but us as men, we got a bad habit of doing that. And that's something we do need to stop. Us as men, we do need to stop. All jokes aside, y'all, I'm just bullshitting earlier. But we do need to stop trying to get mad and put our hands on y'all. But it's like, if you know that I'm this type of person and you know this, and it's like, show me some emotion. At least show me that you're sorry. You know, don't go out with your girls the next weekend. And you know I'm sitting here thinking that you probably with old boy. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be playing a violin.
Because you know what?
Okay.
I want to say this. Just because I understand y'all want us to act a certain way, and if we are sorry, we are going to act that way. Which is right, we should. But a lot of women feel like they justified. And like I said, it depends on why they cheated in the first place. Yeah, it is because we wanted to. We went out and did it. we made a conscious choice to do it. I'm not saying
right.
that. But in our minds, maybe we had a right to do it. Or just because the man is apologetic, just like when y'all cheat, y'all come and y'all apologetic, most times, I'm not saying all the time, you're going to do it again. So what difference do it make about the being apologetic? Because you didn't mean it anyway. You just know that you're trying to get out the hot seat. See, this is how we look at it. You trying to get out the hot seat, so now you trying to fuck up until everything seems all clear. You know, you got the all clear, and now you can go back to normal.
Right. Right.
Okay.
See,
well,
damn.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Well, damn. Am I leaving? I can even give you that one.
I'm not saying after the first time. Usually it's like two or three times after she just gave you like two times. Now the first time we will think that everything's gonna be okay. You see what I'm saying? But hell,
yeah.
After two times playing the fool, the third time you already know what the game is.
Okay, but now this is my whole thing. This is what I'm asking. I mean, I keep hearing y'all saying this, but at the same time, I mean, that's just like, I feel stupid if you caught me and I blame it on you. You the reason I cheated. Really? I mean, think about it, ladies. I mean, are you really going to sit there and look at me and say, yeah, you right, I'm the reason you cheated?
If I cheated on you, yeah, you could.
How do y'all keep flipping this scenario? Y'all, man, no. How do you keep flipping this? That's not what I said. I said that if I went out and cheated on you, you're not going to, I'm not going to sit here and say it's your fault. It's your fault I cheated. I mean, come on now. You're not going to sit there.
Those are not the words you would say. But in your mind, you probably feel justified and that was the reason why you did what you did. But you're not going to say that to just outright just slap him in the face with that comment.
And you know what? I'm not going to show that. I'm not going to show that.
It all goes back to it. No, you're not going to say that in the heat of the argument or whatever, but chances are you've been trying to tell me that for months. You've been trying to tell me, baby, why don't you go put that little lingerie on for me? And I kept telling you no. Chances are you've been telling me, baby, why don't you fix me a steak and some potatoes and I fixed you chicken and rice. Okay, chances are you've been trying to tell me, babe, I'd rather if you wash my clothes with Tide than Era, but I keep buying Era. No, you're not going to say it at the time, but for months in advance, you've been telling me I'm not really happy with what's going on around here, and your stupid motherfucking ass won't change it. So you know what? Damn blue. And that goes vice versa.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not... Whether in my mind I feel like I was justified for doing it, I'm not going to try to make you feel like I'm justified for doing it. I'm not. That's just me. I mean, hell, maybe I'm just a different motherfucker. But no, even like, and you know what, look, so you're right. I might have that thought in my head, like, well, shit, man. I mean, if you was doing what you're supposed to do, I probably wouldn't have did it anyway. I might have that thought in my head. But no, I'm not. If I love you to that point,
that's the type of shit that's gonna come out your mouth.
I'm not gonna make you feel like that. I'm gonna be apologetic. Not gonna make you feel. At that point in time, am I gonna make you feel like you was the reason that I stuck my dick in somebody else? Because overall, that was a decision I chose to make. I could have left you. I could have just left out that situation and did what I had to do altogether. But, no, I chose to do something else different. So, now, with me saying, okay, I wouldn't fuck this girl, I mean, at the same time, shit, I can't fault you. I can't fault you because just like you said, I could have left. I didn't have to stand there and take all that shit. I could have left. So, evidently, it was something there making me want to stay. So evidently I could tolerate you not washing my clothes and tie.
All right, well, can I ask you a question? Let me ask you this. I'm your girl, and you cheated on me. The night I found out about it, if I did not ask you, well, how far did it take you? You know, and that means everything. That means tell me if you took her around, whoever, or tell me what you did to her sexually, or tell me everything. Tell me everything. If I don't ask you that night, don't tell me. If I don't ask you, did you eat her pussy? Are you going to tell me, well, yeah, I cheated on you, baby, and I ate her pussy, and I fucked her ass, and I took her around your mom. Are you going to tell me that if I don't ask you?
No, if you don't ask me, no, I'm not going to tell you.
All right, so how come you are confused about why we wouldn't do the same thing?
See, well, first of all, let's go back to the initial question that I asked. I asked if I asked you the questions. See, I think this is what we got mixed up at. See, that's not, now if I don't ask nothing, I'm not gonna know. Now, if I ask the question, and you, that's why I don't think y'all actually heard what I said, because I'm
but
like,
all
if
of
I
us
ask
the question,
I,
yes,
I heard
question,
what you said.
I
heard
you. We all
I'm saying,
that
okay, y'all all agree. Y'all all agree.
I'll tell you. But if you
right.
don't ask
now,
me, no, I'm not going to go into details.
Well, how the hell, I mean, no, there's nothing to go into detail about it because I didn't ask that question.
Exactly.
Okay. But now, like I said, once again, if something new came up that I wanted to know the answer to, yeah, I feel like I can ask that question.
Okay, but then did you really forgive her? Or are you just, you know, are you still holding on to it? I mean,
yeah, I'm holding on
to
it. I'm holding on to it.
And you got the right to do so. You got the right.
And so do you.
Okay, but if I forget, I mean, that's just like, I mean, honest to goodness. You know what? Let's take it to court. If the judge didn't ask you that particular question, whatever it was, are you going to volunteer that information?
I honestly think you're comparing apples and oranges now, but
okay.
Nevertheless.
All right, fine.
I mean, I'm just saying, of course you're not going to tell
you
a judge.
Anybody, if they don't ask you, you're not going to tell them.
We already got that part established. But the question is, the thing that I'm asking you. This is what I'm saying. We
but
got that established.
2 weeks later, you've already forgiven me for the indiscretion.
Come on now, you know 2 weeks ain't enough time.
Two weeks, two months, two years. If you ask me, I'm already caught about the indiscretion in itself. The rest of it is kind of just like, use your fucking imagination. Everything that you think I did, let's just say I did.
You know what?
You know
what?
I'm already
this
caught.
Is the whole... This is the whole point that I've been trying to make. There's no remorsefulness there. Don't ask me nothing. Don't ask you nothing. You know what? Because the simple fact is this. I understand what y'all saying, but, I mean, it's a real simple scenario. That's just like if you ask me, yeah, okay, no, I don't want to talk about it no more. I don't.
But you not,
I mean, I understand
you
what
not,
y'all saying.
Why would you be remorseful? The only reason why you would be remorseful is because if you love the person that you're with, you're remorseful because you hurt their feelings. You're not remorseful that you did it.
Okay. I mean, at the same time, at the end of the day, you make irrational decisions. I make irrational decisions. I mean, at the end of the day, in certain cases, certain people are remorseful for things they did. If I hurt you to the point where I see that it hurt you down to your soul, yes, I am remorseful that I did.
I said you're remorseful that you hurt my feelings. You're not remorseful that you did it because you made a conscious choice to do it. You knew my feelings were going to be hurt. You knew my feelings were going to be hurt when you did it.
Exactly.
I knew your feelings was going to be hurt when I did it.
At that time, But you and me both didn't think about, we was both hoping that we didn't get caught. Now, okay, and I agree with what you're saying. But now you got caught. Yeah. I mean, shit, you don't know what the what you call it. Yeah, you know that. All right, man. Yeah, if I get caught, yeah, she gonna be mad. But then when you see that person's face, then yes, and you see the hurt in their eyes or the pain in their face or them struggling just to try to even look at you for a second. Yes, in some cases you do get remorse and you do wish you never did it.
Really? So why gonna do it again?
Yeah, but y'all was talking about going to take on the mom's house and take around family and so many shit like that. You creeping. You fully creeping. You don't need to be with that person, the other person.
I mean, and
can I get out what I was going to say? Why is it that everybody just keep on doing, I mean, okay, you're going to do it again. You're going to do it again. Everybody ain't the same. All right,
well, let me ask you this, and this is hypothetically speaking, okay? I cheated on you, and I got caught. Now, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, you know that you cheated on me too, but you've never been caught. Do you still feel the right to drill me 2 years down the line?
No. No, I don't. I mean, first of all, I'm not going to drill you 2 years down the line. I mean, if we didn't get past it, we didn't get past it. You know what I'm saying? But now my thing is, see, before y'all want to take flight on the motherfucker, y'all never got to hear the whole damn thing. Yeah, you motherfuckers want to take flight on the motherfucker. But, I mean, the whole point that I was trying to get at was that, I mean, at the end of the day, I guess Janine don't believe anybody can be remorseful. But I think we all can. And I mean, that's just me.
I agree with what she said. You don't, you're not remorseful for what you did by hurting other person's feelings. That's true.
You're not, at that time, you're thinking with your dick or you're thinking with your hormones or whatever y'all want to call it. All right, granted, we give that. I mean, but
you're not making it seem like that. Because if she taking them around family, if she taking them then, she got feelings for this person. She not just this man around people that she love and stuff like that, and she ain't got no feelings. So she is deep down really starting to care about this man that she's sleeping with. So it's not about the hormones and sex. And
now,
really care about
and I understand that. But now, you know what? And I found out in a lot of cases, yeah, you doing all this, you doing all that. But then, like you said, when your significant other do find out, then it's like, okay, I think like with the two, you know what? I think we meshing the two together. I think we're meshing the two together. Because the initial question was, okay, now that part, I asked, well, are you remorseful in a sense of, like, okay, you took him around, and I asked you, did you take him around, and you said no, and then I found out later on you did, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, I think y'all pushing all that together with the other, with us saying this other part. And so
you lied
now,
about it, got caught.
Right, like I said, I think y'all meshing both of them together when, it's like, actually, those are like two different questions. But nevertheless, I digress.
If you ask me the question and I lied, and you found out that I lied, of course you're going to be mad. Of course I was wrong for lying. I was just saying that I'm not going to elaborate and tell you everything. If you do ask me the question, I'm going to be honest. I'm just not going to elaborate on it. That's what I was saying. I understood what you were saying.
Saying it's a lie by omission.
No, what I'm saying is that way I'm looking at this is that
I get it. Okay, I get
everybody's keep saying this, that, and other. But that's not the question. Y'all keep taking the question and you keep flipping it. Now, I said, if you did do it, if you did do it, y'all keep saying, well, I ain't, what if you did do it? What if you did do it and you got caught? This is what I keep asking y'all. Y'all keep, well, I was out there and did that. No, that ain't what I asked you. I said,
if I said
something about the witness call, when I said something about the family, being around the family and all that, I was saying in the sense that this is what you lied about. You did lie about this. Now, what? 2 weeks later, I find out you lied about it. This is what I'm asking, and you was, and it was like, well, don't ask me no questions.
Okay, so what you're saying is the night in question, you did ask me that I take him around your brother, and I told you no. But 2 weeks
right.
later, you got proof that I took him around your brother. Now do I feel bad about lying to you?
Right. I mean, are you going to have any remorsefulness about it? I mean, my thing is, this is what, and see, y'all like, well, this, that, and other. That was the initial question I asked. Everybody spent
it. I understood the question. When 2 weeks come, I plead the fifth.
You better be hoping I'm not drinking the fifth.
That was cute. That was very cute. That was cute.
Oh, goodness.
Hello?
Oh.
Yeah, she's sitting right here. There's no need for an ambulance. Just the coroner.
Damn.
I
already checked the vitals. There aren't any.
There's no vitals there. There's none there. I wish you would. I plead it. Okay. Is she dead? Yeah. How you know? I killed her. I know.
Okay.
Oh, well, what happened? What happened? She pleaded the fifth. But see, that goes back to the nonchalantness. See, that's what I'm saying. See, that right there, that was sitting a motherfucker over the edge. Yeah, I plead the fifth.
I was just joking. Of course we're going to be remorseful. Just like y'all are remorseful, we truly are remorseful for hurting your feelings. I just was saying, I'm not saying we can't be remorseful, because we do. If we love the person that we will, of course we're remorseful. We don't want to see you hurt. You know, of course we're the ones that's hurting you. But when it comes down to, I feel like when you made that conscious choice, you wasn't remorseful about what you did. You're remorseful that you got caught. And you're remorseful that you hurt the other person's feelings. But you're not really.
Right.
Truly, I don't feel like people are remorseful for what they did.
I respect what you're saying, but I disagree.
Yeah.
I think in some cases, some people can be. I mean, if I see the hurt in your eyes.
I'm sorry, I fell and tripped on a dick. Really?
No, it's not. I can't apologize for doing it, but no, I do feel like if I could take that day back, I would. I'm sorry, that's just me. I'm not saying that you are right. I did make a conscious effort. You're 110% right on that. I made a conscious effort.
Can you take that whole year back? Because it ain't just one time. It's not just one time. That's what I'm saying.
And see, and that's what I'm saying. You don't. In some cases, it's not. In some cases, it's not one time. And in some cases, it could be that one time. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't that one time, then okay. Then like you said, I didn't develop feelings for this person or whatever the case is. You're right. You're right about that. But now, if I did some old fuck shit and it just fucked you over and all that shit, then you know I'm sorry. I really and honestly and truly sorry. Pimp.
Glad to I'm here.
Back.
Hey, Sprint.
I mean, that's just my take on it.
The 3 one-night stands are not
I didn't say that was. I didn't say 3 one-night stands was. I'm not even saying that, you know, you're right. That's not an accident. You know what I'm saying? That it was genuinely something I chose to do. Fuck it. But like I said, if you caught me, then yeah, I'm gonna be remorseful about it. That's all.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. Sorry you got caught.
Till next time. Till we meet again.
Till you figure out a way to perfect it the next time. Not get caught. Because remember, you're a guy. You like to conquer. You like to seek and destroy.
I done came to the conclusion that y'all done met some fucked up individuals in y'all life. Motherfuckers are crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Really? They just as smooth as everybody else. At least they try to be.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
You got some music for us?
Yeah, I'm tired of hearing you talk any goddamn way.
I'm sure. Don't be mad at LQ. LQ ain't do nothing to you.
Shut up. Let's do something.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret. Because tonight I want to learn all about the secret.
Y'all heard him say, tell that secret. I'll tell it to you, motherfucker.
In your garden.
I want to read you. Your deep feelings, I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me, let me share the mystery. Oh,
come on.
Listen to your heart tonight. I've got the secret key to you, baby. Let's make music harmonizing A, B.
Come on
and sing it to me.
Come on, I can keep you satisfied.
take good care of you. That's what a man is supposed to do. And I'll be there for you all the time. Let your hair down. Let me get you in the mood. Take me with you.
Anybody got anything they want to get off their chest?
Ooh, boy, you've been catching wreck for the past couple weeks. You know that?
Say what?
I said you've been catching wreck for the past couple of weeks.
I know. I mean, I guess, you know, when you...
Where's your boy at?
Yourself.
Mel? Where's Melly Mel? Where's he at?
I think y'all ran him off the show.
Oh, my goodness. You need some assistance.
I don't. I'm good.
A lifeline.
I had no problem with listening to you crazy motherfuckers. I had no problem at all. I mean, I know y'all going to gang up. I know women stick together, so I'm cool. So, now, once again, no one... No one has nothing to get off their chest?
And women don't stick together. What are you talking about?
That's what I said. Women stick together.
Well, that's not entirely true, because I don't always agree with the ladies. I don't.
Can you name one show where you didn't?
I'm gonna have to dig back into my repertoire. I gotta agree with the ladies
on this.
What?
Like, time
not every week. No. One time, it was a couple times I didn't agree with Janine. I didn't agree with her completely. You know?
Exactly. Only thing you disagreed about was the threesome. That's it.
You know, but I got a better understanding of how she thinks and gets down. So I just got a whole newfound respect for her and just her way of thinking. So I understand her now. You know what I mean? I just do. So it's just different. It's just different. Way different.
I mean, I had no problem with it. My partner's gone. Somebody got to ride you motherfuckers up. That was his job, so I guess I didn't take over his job.
I'm down for who I'm with until he betrays me. That's just me. when I'm with somebody, that's who I'm with. I'm loyal. That's just the type of person I am.
Can't buy that.
But when you betray me, as far as I'm concerned, you become the enemy. And I know that's like down and dirty or whatever, and people feel like, well, you must have never loved him in the first place. Well, that's how you feel. I feel like, well, okay. I don't know if it was how I was raised. It's like, no, I'm just kidding.
Hey.
But when somebody,
you know what?
I feel like I can't trust them anymore, and I'm always feeling like they're going to do something to hurt me. So now I'm on the defense of, like, trying to protect myself. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so now let me ask you. What happens when you do that? I mean, let's just say, I mean, because we all, none of us perfect, so we all make mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, am I supposed to feel the same way?
I wouldn't expect you. It's not like I would just be expecting you to kiss my ass and forgive me. No, I wouldn't expect that. I would take whatever, you know, your feelings on how you feel like you're going to deal with it.
Okay, but now let's just say you done it first.
I've done it many a times. I've been
right.
A horrible, horrible person. Go ahead.
Right, and okay, but now let's just say.
You silly.
Let's just say that you done it, but I forgave you. You know, you didn't do some shit to me that I'm like, damn, that's fucked up that you did this to me. But I forgave you. And so you can see in all hard parts that I genuinely love you and I'm willing to work at it, but then I fuck up and make a mistake. I'm the enemy now?
But I guess the question is, did I love you? See, that's the whole, okay, so this is a relationship where I love you back.
You know what? I'm through for the night. I'm not even asking no more questions. It's like,
dude.
I'm done for the night.
You forgot who you were talking to. That's what happened.
I'm done for the night. I'm through.
You have to remember, Ms. Pitt.
And be very specific.
I remember motherfucking Janine one time. She said... Hold on, I just lost it, wait a minute. She said he went with her, but she wasn't going with him. You know what I'm saying? He was with her. She was going with the person she wanted to do. He was in love, not her. Fuck it. So, yeah.
If I love you, yeah, of course, I'm going to be apologetic. If I did something wrong. And if I did something, more than likely, if I love you, I'm going to try my best not to do anything wrong. Because once I start doing shit wrong, the whole relationship just going to be over. Because I can do some fucked up shit. And that's just, I'll just be honest with people. That's just me. So I try not to even get started. But usually what happens is, people start with me first because they look at me just like they look at most women. Oh, they can run their game or whatever, and she gonna take it or whatever. But they usually get a rude awakening, and they be like, "God damn, she worse than us." Well, that's how you played it. Evidently, we weren't in no relationship like that. As far as I was concerned, so that's how you brought it up to me.
Okay. Great way to feel. All I'm saying is that, hey, I mean, I you know what? I got a better understanding now. Hey, bottom line is, If a motherfucker like you, if you don't like him, it's a wrap.
Yeah, you can't be in a relationship with one side.
I mean, and I understand that. I mean, I'm just saying. But if, I mean, how do, I mean, do you tell him that, though? Do you tell him that I don't love you like that?
I don't never tell them I love them at all.
Okay, but at some point in time.
No, what happens is just because we having sex or something don't mean we in love with each other.
Okay,
but
all right.
Some people just start assuming. Or because, what's another thing? Or because, hey, I let you come over my house once a week or something like that, and they don't see nobody else around, some men start assuming that they the only one, or
we go together.
We go together.
We go together.
And it starts to become an assumption. Maybe I just don't like to fool around with a whole bunch of different people. Maybe I'm just fooling around with you because you're convenient right now. That don't mean I'm in love with you. Now, just because you catch feelings, that's not my fault.
You're absolutely right. I agree with you 110%. I totally agree with you.
It's just the fact that I can do the same shit that men do, and they don't understand it when it comes from me because I'm a woman. And I'm not supposed to be that way. Oh, she's supposed to catch feelings, and she's supposed to.
No, I don't know what you're saying about that one.
I know you don't.
That's the biggest thing that I hear so much. I always hear, I think like a man, and I do this like a man. It's not the fact you do it like a man. You do it your own way.
I said I don't act like most women act. They feel like I'm supposed to all of a sudden start catching feelings like a lot of women do, and I don't.
All right. I mean, but I still don't think
you think.
You just act like you.
Yeah, I do act like me. And all I'm saying is I act like a lot of men do when they could go from bed to bed like some men do and don't catch feelings for that woman.
That's not thinking like a man. That's just thinking like you. That's not thinking like a man because every man don't think like that.
I didn't say every man. I said some men.
Okay, some women think like that. So how can it be, you're a woman. This is the way you think. It's not the fact that you're thinking like a man. You're just thinking like yourself.
Well, I am thinking like myself.
Exactly.
You're right. I'm thinking exactly like myself.
Exactly.
Nobody make me do nothing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What is everybody so quiet for? Damn. I guess I need to play another song then. Damn.
Oh,
why
were
we quiet all of a sudden? I'm just saying. I mean, hell. Everybody... I thought we supposed to have these heated debates. Everybody gets so serious now.
I'm not getting serious.
All right, I got something on my mind. And it's a personal thing that just happened to me today. And I'm still trying to process this because I have to be a changed individual. Now, I think Father Time asked me a few weeks ago, was I involved with somebody? And I said, you know, kind of, sort of, but not really. I was in a relationship and put his ass out just before Christmas, like 2 days before Christmas.
I know.
And
he can be a bitch.
Man, it was cold in the mug. The reason it was for infidelity. okay? Now, mind you, legally I'm married. Haven't been with my husband in, like, years. Thank God. I'm going to be having a divorce party in a couple more months. But, you know, it's neither here nor there. But I haven't been in a relationship in all that time up until, you know, a year ago. And I fell in, like, for real, fell in with this man. But understand, in all those years, I have not been in a relationship. You know you have to kind of purge and get yourself prepared to be in a relationship. I did that. And I'm not a stupid individual, but I was basically a fool for this individual. I love this man with everything in my being, okay? And even after I forgave him, not once, but twice. That's not who I am at all, period. That's just not who I am. I don't play that. You cheat on me, you die, or just, you know, other things you can do, but I cannot do that. But I did that because I love this man, okay? I talk to this man every day, 2-3 times a day. He's in a whole different state, okay? You know, you do what you do. We're not together physically or anything like that, but there's nothing that I won't do for this man, okay? I have a phone account, which any phone that he wants, he can get anything that he wants from me. I'm not that individual, but I love this man. I had to make a phone call today. I talked to him this morning and this afternoon. I call him this afternoon because I have a situation where I need to get up and get to another state, like, immediately, you know, and all my personal everything I speak and, you know, kick it with him about. This bitch answers the phone. His phone is on my account that I damn near pay for. I'm like, she said, who is this? I'm his wife. Well, no, sweetie, you can't be his wife because I'm his wife. You understand what I'm saying? And it got back and forth. I was very ladylike, and I'm kind of proud of myself. But I'm saying, I'm just trying to understand, one, do I cut this phone off or just have him pay this $400 phone bill? You know what I mean? I'm just not understanding what I should, like, for real do here. Because the heart and the head hasn't caught up with each other yet. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I'm at.
Well, this is your husband, but y'all haven't been together for years.
No. I call him my husband because I love him as if he's my husband.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But my husband, he's, like, not in the picture.
So he is married, the guy that you're in love with.
No, he's not married. His tricot is just something to do while he's there. I'm wifey. You know, I mean, you're not here physically with me, so you do your thing. I know, you know, as far as his heart, I got that. You know what I mean? As far as his innermost personal feelings, he shares that with me, you know. I know this man inside out, backwards, and forwards. But it bothered me. It, like, really lightweight bothered me, you know, that this chick is answering the phone talking about this is his wife. No trick. You're not. You know what I'm saying? But I'm more on the phone bill, you know? Should I, like, cut the motherfucker off? Or wait for him to call me back?
Okay,
you understand? With an explanation. You know? I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Because, like I said, the heart and the head hasn't caught up with each other. There's no way. That's not who I am. I wouldn't put up with this shit from nobody. That's my makeup.
Okay.
I just wouldn't.
All right.
I
just want to make sure I get. I'm making sure I got this scenario clear. He's out of town, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He lives out of town, or he just out of town on business?
Well, he's out of town on business, but he's out of town. He's out of town.
I mean,
we have business dealings together, so you know, it's both.
Okay. So, I mean, but you are aware that he has his needs and he's getting his needs.
Yeah,
met.
I get that. Yeah, I sure do.
I mean, that's what I'm asking. I'm asking.
Yeah,
I got that. You had no problem.
I have no problem with that. But okay. Knowing this man the way that I know him, for a woman to answer his phone, she either doesn't know about it or he done fed her some bullshit. I'm not to even go so deep into it. He fed her some bullshit, and she done slipped and fell in love and feeling some kind of sort of, like she's got rights to him or something. No, that's me, sweetie. You know what I mean? You're just something to do. Know that. Understand that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, while he's there, I'm not really trying to blow his spot up either. You know what I mean? I'm not.
Okay. Well, you know what? All right, Janine, go ahead and handle this.
What are you about?
Handle this.
How you going to tell me to handle it?
I'm saying,
at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, I love him. You know, you're doing your thing.
Did he call you? Okay, because I'm sure you said something to him. Have you said something to him about her answering the phone?
I haven't talked to him. This happened this afternoon, like about 6 o'clock, and he's not called me back at all. I'm like, it just fucked me up that she answered the phone talking about, baby, who is this? This is his wife.
Do you even know she answered the phone?
I don't, that's what I'm saying. There's no way you can make me believe he knows if he answered the phone. You know what I mean?
Okay, so now.
I don't know about that. That sounds a little shiny.
He ain't called back. You know what I mean? So I'm sure, like, right now, he's probably thinking, okay, that I'm pissed. You know what I mean? And I'm, like, real pissed, and he's probably going to be thinking that phone is going to be off at any time. You know what I mean? And just the fact that I have not had no conversation, but at the same time, that's where he's laying his head.
Can I say something?
She's going to say something to him. There's no doubt. My picture and pussy's, like, right there when I, you know what I'm saying, when I call. So, you know.
Well, you know. If you think that he doesn't know that you called, there can only be one reason for that. And that would be that, you know, if he don't know, then she could have deleted that call, you know what I'm saying, like made that call never exist. So that could be possible. But on the flip side, you know, it could be deeper than that. Mm.
No. Uh-uh.
I'm just saying, if he don't know, it could only be deeper, you know what I'm saying,
I would give him the opportunity to speak to him. I would like to hear what he would have to say. That's just me. I would allow him his voice to say whatever he's going to say. And, you know, if it don't sound right or whatever, then, I mean, but see, that's, you know, you can't really tell people what they should do in situations like that.
Okay,
well,
wait a minute. Hold on. Can I ask Janine a question? I just heard you say if it don't sound right. What wouldn't sound right? I'm just asking. What wouldn't sound right?
I mean,
right?
Your excuse. It depends on what your excuse is. If your excuse I guess if your excuse sounds like something I would say to you, if I did the same thing, then I know you're lying to me because that's what I'd say to you.
Okay, but now my question is this. My question is this. You know what he doing. I mean, you gave him an okay to do it. Now,
no, I didn't give him okay to do it. It wasn't that. Here's the thing, you know. I mean, we in this relationship, we doing our thing, and I mean, I was just blown to, you know, he called me, and, like, he called me in the morning. He don't never call me when I was at work. This happened, like, 2 days before Christmas, and he was planning to go out of town the day before anyways to, you know, take care of some business. So my thing was this. He called me, and I didn't answer. But the way that the phone is, you know, it's checking in the savings, but the way the phone is, what he did is he called, and I didn't answer, and he just kept talking. So the answer machine just kept playing. So I caught about 4 minutes of this conversation. Now, in this conversation, what I heard was it was another woman, and he was saying all this baby shit and let's go to this rest of shit that we do. And I'm like, okay. But what did it, what ultimately did it for me, it was the time, because I not too long ago just left the house. So in my mind, the boss just flew in from California. I'm at work. I can't leave. I want to because I'm listening to this conversation. I have to say face because I'm at work with the boss that I'm meeting. You understand? And I hear, I love you. Or I heard the word love, and it fucked me up completely. But it was more the fact of just thinking that he had this bitch in my house only because of the time.
Wait a minute, hold up.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold up. Is this the same story?
She went back.
The same person.
Before
to the, yeah.
She went back
so
before
he's,
they woke up before Christmas.
Right. A couple of days before Christmas, like the day before, he was out that next day, and he took off and went back to New York. Now he's in between New York and Philly, jumping between both of them. So the thing is, you know, we've been in contact every day because we still have business dealings, and I love this man. This man loves me too. However, his thing is he's got a thing. He's always feel like he has to have a plan B for whatever it's worth. Okay, that's cool. So I'm saying knowing what I know, you know, I'm sure he fed up this woman some bullshit and she done fell all in. I feel like he tricked her ass and she fell for it. That's cool. You're not with me physically. I put you out. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm sure that he's probably not paying no damn, breaking her off no money because he sends me money all the time. You see what I'm saying? And so therefore, that's what I'm saying. You're not here. Hell, I'm doing my thing. I'm here. I love this man with everything in my being. And in my mind, I feel that that's my husband. You understand what I'm saying? I felt that the day that I met him. And ain't nothing changed. You know what I'm saying? You just need to go and do what you need to do. When you get some get right, come back and holler at me. That's how much I love that man. Get out. I'm your system. Whatever you need to do, handle that. You know what I mean? I'll be right here, and we, you know, we'll be back in the middle again. And it's just that simple. But it fucked me up that this woman answered the phone talking about baby, because, you know, I called, and I'm like, baby. She's like, baby, what you mean, baby? This is his wife. No trick. Mm-mm. And she wasn't even getting all excited about it. I said, how can you be his wife when I'm his wife? And I'm just as calm, and she's just as rattled as she could possibly be, you know? But it wasn't no debate of, you know, because I really wanted to break her down, but I feel she was feeling some type of way. But I was more vexed that she answered the phone. First of all, I wouldn't answer his phone because that's his phone. You know what I'm saying? I don't even play that, but he does put a lock on his phone every now and again. I'm not going through your watch, your wallet, your phone, none of that. That's your shit. So do not go through mine. I don't play that. You know what I'm saying? I don't play that shit at all. But, and that's why I say I don't think that he knows. There's no way in the hell he would let her answer that phone. There's 1,000 women's phone numbers in that phone. She didn't have to spend a couple of days going through calling and or otherwise. You understand what I'm saying? I don't. There's no way you can make me believe that he knows that she answered that phone. Not at all.
Okay.
So I just think, you know what I'm saying? I just think that, you know,
what are you
asking? You're right.
Well,
cut
so,
the damn
I mean,
phone
so,
off or cut the phone off or
off.
Wait
what?
For me to pay this damn $400 phone bill because the phone is in my name. The phone's
I mean,
in my name. And that shit automatically comes out of my account.
To me, it's about respect. And my whole thing is, if you feel you're not being respected, then my thing is to cut it all off completely. Because I don't know. I don't know. I don't trust people half the time anyway. So for you to be married, you living out of town, how the hell I know if you married or not? Just because this person loves me, and I might feel that this person loves me. That still don't make it so that he could be not married. I don't know.
He's not married.
Okay.
And that's not even because I want to believe that or any of those things. He's not married. No.
Okay.
Well, he's going back and forth out of town. He should have the money to pay his own cell phone bill, so I'm about to burn in and shit. I ain't about to pay no phone bill for your girlfriend or whoever else you mess around.
And that's my thing. You know what I mean? He don't.
And it's
hell like, yeah.
That's just like if they bought me something. You bought me a car, but I got my boyfriend driving around in the car that you bought me. Some shit like that. It's just disrespectful. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If that's the case, then maybe you just need to have your phone. You need to have your own phone. That's all.
Yeah, I cannot even, there's no way in hell that nothing in life is going to make me believe that he will let, you know what I'm saying, answer her phone, her answer his phone. Nothing at all. I think some shit probably jumped off, you know what I'm saying? Due to just answering his phone? I don't know.
But my thing is, even if something jumped off, but the thing is, he's talking to her trying to calm her down. Why haven't you got a phone call? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
If it's about respecting you, you should have been the first one he called me. Because she shouldn't have been, if that's the case, she shouldn't have been going through his phone in the first place. Then what she's talking about shouldn't matter. So evidently, something else is going on. That's what I'm saying. Evidently, something
I hear
else
you.
Is going on. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I don't play the fool now. I can't do it. So I'm in my dreams.
Well, you know what? I mean,
okay,
and that's what I'm saying. I'm not cut that way.
It's time for the show to end. I haven't heard enough for tonight. I'm heard enough now. You motherfuckers.
Oh, really
crazy.
Now? Oh,
yeah,
really now?
Yeah, really. Look, so you got any last words before we get the hell out of here?
No. Don't pop like that.
This show, y'all. This show, I always enjoy you all. I'll be back next week.
Okay. We'll finish this mail bashing process next week.
Sure, yeah.
I
have nail bashing. Oh, my goodness. I gave you the opportunity to answer the
question
you didn't want to answer.
Miss Pimp, any last words?
Damn. I don't know. Post some pictures and some videos, people, you know. And if anybody knows of a nice photographer that doesn't mind snakes, big snakes, let me know.
Oh, I got one for you. He's good.
Yeah, I mean that you just can't be afraid of snakes. Cause I want to get some pictures done. I can't find my photographer for nothing. But anyway,
okay.
But yeah,
I
love y'all. You know, I lose sleep behind y'all. You know, but I just can't wait till next week comes.
That's what's up. Big Mouth, you ain't last words.
Women rule.
All right. Shout out to my girl, Slick Mick. Go ahead. I thought you were through. I thought that was your last comment. Women rule. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I got nothing else to say.
Go ahead. Say what you got to say. You said what they you have to say tonight anyway.
I thought this was supposed to be entertainment. That's what we supposed to do, get on here and have fun.
I had a ball. I have a ball with you ladies every week. You craziest motherfuckers I ever met in my life, but I have a ball with y'all every week. I thought everybody got mad at me. I'm going to do like five times. I'm going to kick back. I ain't going to say nothing.
Well, nobody mad at you.
Shit, liquor store was ready to have my head earlier.
You told me to shut the fuck up, so shit.
I did not tell you to shut the fuck up.
No, but you did tell me to shut up, so I shut up.
Yeah.
You did. Even before the song came on, you said, shut up. I heard that shit.
I did tell you shut up.
I know.
Okay. Well, y'all, like I said, it's been real. It's been fun. I got my ass handed to me on this show. I will admit that. 3-on-1.
Yeah.
The last. What? What the fuck was that?
That was not me. It wasn't me.
All right, shout out to everybody that listened. Like I said, shout out to my girl, Slick Mick. All right, y'all, CincyRadioShow.com, man. We still, I'm waiting on them pictures and videos. Let's post them. Like I said, if y'all want to post videos, easiest way to do it is download the Dropbox app. If you got some personal videos you want to upload on there, you know, just download that Dropbox app. We put them on there just that simple. I mean, you know, let's get it going, y'all. We got this site. Hey, we got this site for y'all to have fun with, you know. Last time we had a little fun on CincyRadio.net. This time we're going to have even more fun on CincyRadioShow.com. Like I said, totally uncensored. Tell a friend. Till next week.